State Senator George Maziarz says the stakeholders group and Niagara Falls International Airport would like to attract more charter airlines and business to the airport.
What we're looking at is international charters, bringing people in from primarily from the European market. The stakeholders group is going to use incentives to do that. I mean, these are not only incentives, you know, they talked about, you know, incentives at the casino or at the factory outlet mall or at hotels and motels, but we're going to try to move into and golfing incentives that the Senecas are going to supply.
The stakeholders group would also provide incentives for the airlines that use the Niagara Falls Airport, such as subsidizing the cost of seats or tickets. Maziar says the Niagara Falls Airport has something that many airports, particularly those in the Northeast, do not have.
We have available developable land, and the Niagara County Economic Development Department are going to use that as a part of it. And the land is available at a very reasonable cost.
WBFO News asked Maziarz if the Niagara Falls International Airport might become a niche airport.
Yes, that's a very good term. We want to make this a niche airport, not in competition with BNIA, really. We want to be on our own here as a regional charter hub and as a regional cargo hub.
Can Niagara Falls International Airport maintain a balance with Buffalo Niagara International Airport?
Absolutely, we can do it. Not one of these airlines that flies into here that last year carried 200,000 passengers, not one of them would have flown into BNIA.
Niagara region business leaders and members of government agencies are members of the not-for-profit agency's board of directors. The board and the Niagara Falls Chamber of Commerce will work to enhance marketing efforts directed by the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority, which owns and operates the airport. Jim Pastrick, WBFO News.